FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Which brings us to our guest. It's a pleasure to speak with Andrew Pollack, father of Meadow Pollack, who died a year ago yesterday in the Parkland shooting. And Andrew, it's an honor to be able to speak with you. We appreciate your time, and our hearts and prayers still go out to you and your family.
Sure. Oh, thank you.
So,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm sure yesterday was a rough day, but I think they're probably all rough days.
Yeah, every day to me is the same. Just yesterday was, I know everyone really meant well, but everything was so magnified yesterday that brought so much attention to the day that, you had to feel it, that yesterday was just a little worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that when I'm watching all of this take place, I hear something come out of Nancy Pelosi's mouth, and she uses the Parkland shooting as an opportunity to kind of jab at the president on, what a national emergency is. And my heart breaks for two reasons. One, that it's being used as a political, maneuver for Nancy Pelosi. Yeah. And two, that a year later, I'm wondering, does Andrew Pollack feel like the country is any better after 365 days have gone by where his daughter was, taken from you?
Well, first, let me get into this Nancy Pelosi, because she's from like another planet, Nancy Pelosi. She actually came to Parkland about, 7-8 months ago, and she was spewing her background checks, pushing a background check for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, when you go get a gun in Florida, if you go get a your concealed carry, you have to get a background check when you get your permit. But what she doesn't say is Democrats brought policies to Broward County that don't believe in arresting juveniles when they commit crimes and even felonies. So if the laws are in place to hold people accountable where it would come up on their background, but you don't enforce the laws, like in Broward with their diversionary programs where they never arrested the killer from numerous crimes, he'll never have a background. So she fails to mention that. When she goes on her background check, spews it,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're speaking with Andrew Pollack, father of Meadow Pollack, on Twitter at Andrew Pollack FL. I want to say, the gun is where everybody goes to, but you talk,
yep,
and you've always made sure that the spotlight is shining brightly on the bureaucracy that exists that failed you and all the other parents and all the other families that have had to just live every day with this as part of your new life. In a year's time, has Parkland gotten better?
Well, mainstream media, right, and politicians like Nancy Pelosi politicize any time there's a tragedy. If they could blame the gun, they're going to blame the gun. But I took a different approach than most Americans and in mainstream media, where I went and I wanted to see the facts, what happened. Why did my daughter get murdered at that school? Because I'm never going to be the same, but I did. I dissected it. I had some good people around me. I'm still doing my investigation. And through uncovering all these facts and the failures from the FBI, the Broward sheriffs, to his mental health, to the administrators at the school, to the superintendent with those diversionary leniency programs that he brought from Chicago, when you look at all those facts, it's harder to do that than just for the average Democrat just to say, let's just blame the guns. And that's easy, but it's harder to dissect it and look into the facts and all the failures.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want. And that's how you avoid it from happening again. So you got to see, you got to look at what happened. You got to look at every failure. And then you got to make changes so it doesn't happen again. If you just blame the gun, like the 200 shootings at schools before, it's going to keep happening. So
yeah,
that's what I wanted to do. And that's actually why it's still in the light, why Parkland, a year later, people are so focused on it, because all the multiple failures. And just recently with our new governor, DeSantis, he already removed the sheriff, okay, for his failed policies, a Democrat. The supervisor of elections, she got removed for her elections failures to, you know, to have an honest election, she got removed. She was a Democrat. Then now you have the school board, okay, with mostly Democrats and a superintendent who's a Democrat, where now the governor just put a grand jury in this week to investigate the incompetence of the Broward School District.
Yeah. Wow. That's, I mean, it seems as though there's a lot of changes that are being attended to, which are important. You've spoken a lot recently, just even on your Twitter feed right now at Andrew Pollack FL. You've spoken up for Ron DeSantis. You've spoken up for Donald Trump, and you've suggested that they have been very supportive, even in ways that aren't as public, where, you know, I might be able to see the way it is. Yeah. How have you felt supported by these people in positions of power that aren't blaming the gun?
Okay, well, it's not even that they didn't blame the gun. They look at the facts, okay? So it's not like just, okay, you know, if it's just the gun, then I would blame it, right? So I took I went and looked at it, and the president, which failed to get acknowledged of what he did. So when I was up in D.C., I spoke to him about putting a safety commission together, and he goes, you know what? I really like that idea, Mr. Andy. And he spoke to Hope Hicks, and he put a commission together of his cabinet, all the secretaries in his cabinet, and they worked for the last 8 months doing research. I met with them, Ryan Petty, Max Schachner. We were in D.C. We went with the Secretary DeVos and DHS and Agriculture. We met with all these secretaries over the 9 months, and they came out with over 100 recommendations to make our schools safer. And one that meant that I worked a lot on, because I know what led up to my daughter getting murdered with the culture of leniency in schools, was he, after 8 months, they looked at all the research throughout the country, and they saw that those leniency policies created an unsafe environment in school districts throughout the country. So the president rescinded it, that with a bunch of other things. There was even gun control in it, in his recommendations, which is called an emergency risk protection order, and that gives the police the authority to remove weapons from mentally ill or people that are hostile that could hurt themselves or to the public. So, but he didn't get any recognition of that, but it's something we worked on, and parents, if they want to look into it, they could look it up online. And look at those over 100 recommendations that they came up with.
Yeah, people need to be paying attention, because it's not going to get presented to you in this media. I have about 30 seconds left here.
Sure.
I just wanted to ask you, you know, you're famous for wearing that Trump shirt more than the fact that you're holding your picture of your daughter up on the phone in front of that. When you've talked to this president about it, do you feel as though he actually cares when he's speaking to you about these issues?
Oh, I know he cares. He actually had my, I've been up to the White House a few times for Hanukkah, actually. Had my whole family up and the rabbi. I met with him on one of his rallies in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
And he truly takes his time out to talk with myself and my family every time we're around. And whenever if I needed him, I could always call. I have a contact person in the White House. So we always have access. He truly cares. And you know what? His family really cares, too. They're so humble.
Wow.
His sons and his daughter, they're so nice to me. We were at the State of the Union last week. And you know what? And Ron DeSantis, the governor, he's doing an incredible job in Florida for all the families that can't move on in Parkland that are constantly involved with wanting justice. And he dropped that grand jury investigation last week also, which meant so much to all the families. It doesn't matter what party they're affiliated with, they're affected by what happened, and they want justice served in Broward.
Well, we are going to make sure that we continue paying attention. We don't give up on you and what you're trying to do, and we support your efforts 100%. Not just, you know, 1 year later, every day we're thinking about you. And I'd encourage people to go to Twitter, follow you at Andrew Pollack FL, and on Facebook at Andrew Pollack Parkland Parent, so that we can keep up with you and support you. Andrew, thank you so much. We appreciate you so much.
Thank you. Anytime.
Absolutely.